Hi, this is a dictation for patient Gerald Wyatt, Gerrell Wyatt. Date of accident is 11/3/2024. Date of birth 10/20/1994. Date of service 4/22/2025. The patient Gerald Wyatt is here for evaluation for follow-up visit. He was last seen on 2/18/2025. Patient is here today for follow-up visit. He reports that he's having an ongoing symptoms of headache with dizziness, vertigo, loss of vision, sometimes spots in the vision. He fractured his teeth during the accident, and they all have been replaced with a denture now for both the upper and lower jaw. In addition, patient has severe headaches that are front and the back, and they are off and on, especially with occasional nausea, and the headaches are worsened by light. In addition, patient has pain in the neck, the right upper shoulder, right wrist, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot. He was found to have a fracture in his ankle as well as in the foot, for which he has been treated with cast and with some other doctors. And he was being treated at a Michigan spine specialty clinic, which has been closed. And so he had a need for change of doctors. So we haven't seen him for last 2 months. And the patient report that he had MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine. The cervical spine MRI was showing herniated disc at four different levels, from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. As well as in the lumbar region, there are three disc herniation at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. In addition, right SI joint is still tender, and the patient has a difficult time walking. He's limping. He cannot stand for good for a long time. And he has been taking pain medication that bring him help. His pain level varies from 5 to 10, and ADLs are affected 9. Please review the record for the ADL for the system review for the substance abuse additional history as well as compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention the blood pressure of 121 to 80, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 99, and rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit as dictated. Please use the general review and musculoskeleton and extremities examination only. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to provide the patient with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Essifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, one tablet a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night is provided for further help. Wellbutrin is provided for anxiety. And in addition, patient was provided 7 tablets of Norco. In case the pain is severe, he can take it. He was referred to podiatry for further follow-up. And his MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. And the patient will be considered for further epidural injections. Once the record from the other places are available, we have requested the record release from all the previous providers. Thank you.